Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, already into hour number two of Global Transmission. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We have a guest coming up, Janice Matthews, in about 30 minutes, one of the board members of September11th.org with the 9/11 Visibility Project, to talk about how they're going out to many of the Fahrenheit 9/11 theaters all across the country and giving them information, handbills, deception dollars, videos, to try to bring people to the next level after they see this film. We'll talk about 9/11 itself coming up here in about 30 minutes. Also, wide open telephones, a bunch of news on the terrorism that's going on by the government, RFID chips on kids makes Legoland safer, satanic cult linked to cemetery staff suicides, friendly dog ends gunman's plan for shooting rampage, rumors fly of military draft, but it isn't a rumor. That's all coming up. But right now, let's let William in Oregon finish up. William was talking about a news article there in Oregon about when the terror attack comes, they have to have the 400,000 people in an emergency go into these facilities and how they're going to save us. And they built 3 1-million-man camps, they admit, around the country. And this is the government's smokescreen to bring in martial law that'll never end. And the head of FEMA up in New Jersey has said, under a red alert, you're all treated as enemy combatants. Your families are broken up. Your children are taken to different facilities for their safety. But to finish up what you were saying about the rail heads there, William.
Well, basically, we've got a train here that goes from the port of Tillamook into a little suburb of Portland. They carry primarily just lumber, finished products, and whatnot, you know. But the lines are here, and I find it interesting because back in the 90s, we had a huge flood that took out a lot of the tracks, and I'd say probably $8 to $10 million was spent by the federal government rehabbing this rail line, which just a little spur, basically, you know, it's about 80 miles, and they spent a ton of money, and I often question why they would do it, and as time has evolved, I'm suspecting other reasons behind it, more than just simply hauling lumber around, perhaps, because it does go through a lot of pristine area, and it's the middle of nowhere, but it's a great track to bring people to move them to another location. But the top of the article basically says that the Commissioner Herleman urges refugee readiness, is the way it was titled out. And another footnote, I just want to thank you tremendously for your tapes. My mom came to visit me a week ago, and I just kind of discreetly, as she came into the room, I had Matrix of Evil just starting. She thought she was watching a TV show. And then she said for half an hour, how come the show doesn't have any commercials? I said, Mom, just watch. I think it's a little movie that's on here, some special thing. At the end of 2 hours, she had an epiphany, and I've been talking to her for, I'm 52 years old, probably at least 30 years of my life about things going on, and it's amazing to see a 77-year-old woman have a transformation like that. And I've tried, but coming from you and Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney, her mouth dropped. And guess what? She went out and bought 5 tapes from you, and one of them was 9/11, which she has not yet seen, Road to Tyranny, and she's down in Southern California, and she'll be watching that this week, and I'm sure her jaw is going to hit the floor even harder. But I just want to thank you because, she's always thought I was too far off there into the direction we all are, as you know. And she's come full circle, and it's just great because she has an understanding and a level of awareness, as you have done for so many people, and I can't thank you enough. But if my mom can get this at her age, I just cannot thank you enough. And on that footnote, and I'll let you go, I just want to know if off the top of your head or somebody, I need to know what radio station you have a show on in San Diego, if you do, so I can give it to her, because she can't locate it and I can't find it, so I'd like to help her out and let her listen to you.
I'm really bad on affiliates. We've got a wonderful affiliate there in between L.A. and San Diego, and it covers both of the cities. And do me a favor, sure. Scott, running the board, look up that in the affiliate list so I can tell them after the next break. I need to get better at knowing all the affiliates.
I just think it's great. And I've been trying to get our local one in this county to do it, but they'd rather put Gordon Liddy on for 2 hours, and I just don't get it.
To talk about how tough he is, how he can kill people with a pencil.
Yeah, nothing like it.
Now, I had Mr. Liddy on, and now the Patriot Act's kind of bad, but Bush is good. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've talked to the owner of KCAA, Loma Linda, California, 1050 AM many times. Great guy. Sometimes my memory slips me on call letters and frequencies, but KCAA, 1050 a.m. in Loma Linda, in between San Diego and L.A., covers most of both those cities. They're on the radio locator map. Huge listenership out there, and I would implore everybody, whether you listen to us in Knoxville, Tennessee, or Rochester, New York, or Pensacola, Florida, or Kansas City, or Austin, Texas, or Fredericksburg, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, to spread the word about this broadcast. Because we tell it like it is, folks. If you don't want our troops under UN control, if you don't want to lose the Second Amendment, if you don't want the open borders, I mean, all of that that we truly consider to be real conservatism, then this is the broadcast for you. If you want a bunch of neocon lies, then just have at it. There's plenty of it out there for you. But KCAA, 1050 AM, Loma Linda, California. Speaking of San Diego, we got a sponsor out in San Diego I never really talk about enough. A few of the ads are every day, and they're great folks. Let me just mention them, and then we'll get back to your calls and all this other vital news. And this is Ready Reserve Foods. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending, $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? with the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods, one of the oldest groups in the country, highly respected, has been helping businesses and government and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49. I mean, a food for one person for a week costs over $100 at the grocery store. By calling Ready Reserve Foods at 800-453-2202, call now and save $2.49. That's 800-453-2202, and tell them Alex Jones sent you. And again, they got a bunch of other specials going right now. Just call them and ask them for a catalog or information or tell them you want to order. It's good to have as an insurance policy. Good to have some gold, some firearms, some food. The government stockpiles all that, but then tells us not to. 800-453-2202. Give them a call. Ready Reserve Foods. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. On Wednesday in Tennessee, Interstate 75 was closed down after a sniper shot a cop car running a speed trap. The Bradley County deputy and his canine drug dog were not injured, even though the bullet pierced their vehicle. This is the same sheriff's department that seized a $1.1 million speeding ticket in April after stopping a Lincoln Navigator, and that was driven by an illegal alien from New York City to Mexico who had a California driver's license and a Jewish name. The sheriff seized the $1 million in cash without any crime alleged, and the sheriff kept all that money for himself and his department, and it will not benefit the taxpayers in any way.
Now, I saw that article there out of Tennessee, and it did say that it might have had some type of weird Mossad connection, and then, oops, now the sheriff takes the money, and oops, there's bullets flying, and of course they won't go investigate that and the $1 million. They'll probably just start searching everybody's vehicles.
Right. They had the interstate closed down southbound lane for several hours at night in the rain, which could have caused crashes.
Well, they need to find out who did it. I mean, you know.
Well, it could be a war game, or it could be a payoff. $1 million could be a payoff with lots of free publicity.
Last year, we had one guy got injured, one was killed, when special forces were running drills in North Carolina, 55 miles from the base, and were doing drills of taking down police, and cops were shooting back. Well, I mean, you never know what's going on. Right there in your area of Tennessee, we've had the mainstream articles before 9/11 of troops running checkpoints. We've had listeners, you know, who can't really walk, jerked out of their cars and beat up and robbed by troops. I mean, that's been in the newspaper.
Well, this is near the town where the Battle of Athens occurred, where 100 World War II veterans opened fire on the crooked sheriff and arrested all his deputies in the jail for election fraud. So,
you know, I keep meaning to do the history of the Battle for Athens, have some of those folks on. Because all these great World War II vets are pretty close to being gone now.
Yeah, there's supposedly a TV show that was done on it, a documentary for an hour, but I don't know where to get a copy of that either.
All right, very suspicious. Email me that article. I appreciate it, John. Take care. Let's talk to Veronica in Colorado. Veronica, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love what you're doing. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm going to try and make a long story short. I have a 17-year-old daughter who is involved with the system. Social services snatched her, slapped me with a neglect and dependency charge because she was out of control, teenager out of control. They have forced her to take drugs, kind of what you touched on here a couple of days ago. They have her on an antipsychotic drug. They tell me that this is the way to control her mood swings. It helps her with her thought processes, which I think is a bunch of baloney, but...
What's the history of what kind of stuff has your daughter been up to?
Well, you know, she was a little bit out of control, but nothing that warranted them coming in and taking her out of my home.
Oh, I believe you. I mean, you can be late to class in Austin three times and you end up on drugs.
She
that's been
15.
On the news. We're all evil here. You know, we all are bad people. But so now, I mean, Give me an idea of the stuff your daughter's been up to.
Well, she skipped class.
I knew it.
She broke some windows out of an abandoned building. You know, it started out as just little things, and of course, once they get
so your kids, daughter got in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah, she did.
And so then she rebelled against you when that happened. And I guess was she arrested, or did you call the police on her?
She was arrested. Actually, the school called the police.
For what?
Because she was, for the abandoned, or for breaking the windows. It was actually a friend of hers was also involved, and her mother called the police.
I knew it. So it's generally, like 1984, you know, you do not, unless your family member has killed somebody or is doing something really evil, you don't call the police if your child busts out windows. You leave a couple $100 in cash on the doorstep or whatever it cost. And in the past, people wouldn't call the police. They'd handle it with the parents. And you know, if this is the case of breaking out some windows, half of us would be on antipsychotics or in prison right now. I certainly wasn't of the worst ilk. But let's say there was a year or so there when I was about 13 that I got in with some of the wrong people. And, you know, we might have done some things that weren't very nice. But the answer is not putting your child on deadly antipsychotics. But the government has said anybody who does anything must be put on these. And you need to, there's so much you can do. You need to research antipsychotics, get in touch with the lawyer that we had on a few days ago. I'm trying to think of the website, but you need to educate yourself and then get your own expert and then go into court and defeat this and stand up against it.
Well, I have her back in my custody. She was in a treatment center, actually.
Well, you better tell your... Is your daughter there right now?
No, she's at work.
You need to have her get on the phone with me, and I'll talk. I'll say, listen to me. You're not being anti-establishment. The government set up the breakdown of society with the 60s groups that they control. That was all CIA. Rebellion isn't cool. When you rebel against your parents, it's so they can get you in trouble and get you in the system. Now, if you want to truly be rebellious and cutting edge, be straight and strong, and try to survive your youth because they know you're young and dumb and they want to get you in the system. And if she doesn't want her life to be ruined, she better wake up right now.
Well, she's doing a lot better. I have her off all that stuff.
Well, you better.
I won't.
You need to keep her away from the trash she's hanging out with. The worst thing. When your children are young, you've got to watch them. You've got to control them. You've got to watch their friends. You got to get them into sports. Get them in with the right people, and not let them get around trouble. That is the number one thing, and it's common sense. And it sounds like you've done the right thing. And thanks for the call, Veronica. Oh, boy. I hope you took her off the drugs slowly, because that can cause a massive psychotic break if you've been on those drugs and go off them immediately. According to the doctors we've interviewed, I'm not giving medical advice, but that's what the doctors say. You better get off that stuff slowly, and, for the couple of weeks that they go off of them, you got to watch them very closely. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Oklahoma. David, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I got some new information on an old subject. I have a friend who's from Waco, had recently told me that David Koresh, that he had known him when he was still alive, and that David Koresh was actually selling drugs out of Mount Carmel, out of his church, and that my friend claims to have actually purchased, you know, some from him, and that he had a meth lab in a buried school bus.
The police got search warrants and checked all that. It was the individual that lived there before who was running things, whose mother had been the head preacher out there, and then he was removed by police. The police came out and arrested him, and David Koresh, or Vernon Howell, I'm not defending him either, he was the one that got the police out there and got the drugs cleaned up. So your friend, what he's saying doesn't match what Jack Harwell, who I talked to personally, the sheriff, said and what the record showed. It sounds like more of the classical rumors. You know why the government was there? It was over a $250 gun tax they claimed hadn't been paid.
Well, also, I mean, I went out to Mount Carmel Wednesday.
Stay there, sir. We'll talk about it when we get back. I won't hang up on you. And we'll talk about it. So if there were dealing drugs, do we burn the children up? Is that how we save them? We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
All right, we're talking to David in Oklahoma. And for those that don't know, I built, with the help of the listeners of this show, a memorial church that seats about 400 people, two stories, for all those that died, including the misguided BATF people, especially the children there. And most of what you heard was either a lie about the Davidians or a huge exaggeration. They were found not guilty by a jury in San Antonio in 94, but the judge with the new federal sentencing said, well, I find you guilty. And some are serving life sentences, despite the fact the Supreme Court 3 years ago said, now 4 years ago, said release them. But no, according to the sheriff, the news reports, the Davidians themselves, what you're saying, David, what your friend's telling you is the opposite. It is on record that David Koresh brought the police in, to remove the individual that was running it decades ago, who was indeed running a meth lab off the property and had run all the church people off of it. And I forget his name, but that's all in the big award-winning, you know, a Grammy award-winning, Academy Award-nominated films that have been made on the subject. So, you know, Waco, the rules of engagement, and stuff like that. Anything else on your mind, or where are you going with this?
Well, the whole point that I was trying to make with it was that, I mean, my friend claims to have personally bought stuff from David.
Okay, fine, but go ahead.
The point that I just thought that perhaps that might have been another reason why they assaulted the compound is he was cutting into their drug dealing. And also that they have a lot of land around there, a lot more than you. They had a lot more land than you would ever see from that one media shot that we all got that made it seem like it was a relatively... They had a lot of land around there. That might have been another motivation.
Yeah, it's a couple hundred acres.
Yeah.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. A little bit of, never know where the callers will take us. Interesting direction there. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love your Gordon Liddy imitation. Pretty good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You've probably already covered this, and I might have missed it, but there's a bill floating around in the House, H.R. 218, which gives active and retired law enforcement types access to concealed carry across state lines.
I think that's fine. I think we should all have Vermont-style concealed carry. Hey, you got a Second Amendment. You can carry a gun. Makes us all safer.
Oh, I agree with you, Alex, but here's what my concern is. This law...
Yeah, it's special rights. It's special rights just for them.
Exactly.
That way they can take our rights away and the cops won't care because once they retire, they keep their rights.
That's it. And
that's why a lot of cops are pro-Second Amendment involved because they don't want to lose their right.
You know, NRA should stand for Not Really American because they backed this thing. And I was wondering if you could have somebody like Aaron Zellman or Larry Pratt on again to do an interview.
I don't know if campaign finance reform, if we're allowed to.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah, the neocon syndrome.
It's all part of the... Our veterans have fought so we can't talk. It's freedom.
It's the new freedom, Alex.
It's the new freedom.
Yep, frightening stuff. Well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, Eric. Ken in New York. Ken, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Before I... going to the two topics I'd like to discuss with you, I just would like you to verify something since you're down there in Austin. I heard on a local radio station this week that one day this week, Austin had a very bad hailstorm with
yes.
big... the hail was the size of softballs or something like that, I heard.
Well, it was a few weeks ago. Yeah, you ought to see my truck. Looks like somebody took a ball-peen hammer to it. Yeah.
Is that normal for... You know,
I've had my truck from a year ago had dents all over it. I never even got it fixed or claimed insurance. I don't care.
Well,
and then it just happened again, and so I'm going to have to now. Looks like it's got dimples all over it. But, it was some of them were softball size. Most of them were golf ball size.
Okay. Oh, sometimes when I hear stories like this and what the Midwest has been going through over the last couple of months, I think that God might be punishing this country. And
yeah, about 3 weeks ago, there was just a huge one, and then I heard there was another one. I was hit by the one 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then they had another one about a week ago.
Well,
and you wanted the car dealerships, boy. They're all just desperate.
They probably love these storms.
Yeah, they get the insurance. They get to tell you there's a sale, and then you come in, and they, you know.
Well, we have a couple of instances in the news recently where the Republicrats, the established party and the established political structure in the country, is continuing their cover-ups. And I'd like to get more information from you about these cases. One was the Supreme Court decision yesterday on Cheney's task force. And while
they actually said the ruling that the executive branch is above the law, just like with the torture. Just like with, they said, no, they have special privileges, and they also said we don't care if Supreme Court justices fly around, because, again, it's the executive, and they have special needs.
Can I hold on? I hear the theme.
Unfortunately, you can't, because we got a guest, sir.
Okay.
But I really appreciate your call. We got three guests coming up. Stay with
me. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels. Increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Matthews, a board member of 911.org, 911 Visibility Project, joining us. Then in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. And then after that, we have a writer from The Hill, Alexander Bolton, with the article out of D.C. where Bush wants Michael Moore's radio and TV ads to be shut down, saying it's a violation of campaign finance reform. Folks, Michael Moore is a member of the media. Michael Moore is not tax-exempt. Michael Moore is not under it, but they don't care, see? I try to call up liberal groups, conservative groups to get them on before elections. Oh, we're sorry, we can't. The new laws, and we knew the Supreme Court was going to authorize this, and they did. Well, you know what? I'll interview anybody I want whenever I want. If you want to come arrest me for talking bad about Kerry, talking bad about Bush, that's my right as an American, you trash, you America-destroying filth. So coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to have Alexander Bolton from The Hill on about Bush's attempt, openly, putting a complaint in against Fahrenheit 9/11, against its ads. And then, of course, next, if they get away with that, which they probably will, no telling, then it'll be, oh, you can't show it because it mentions the president by name. That's why they're saying you can't show the ads. And the Republicans have hired this neocon group, this PR firm to put out, you know, fake grassroots propaganda to shut down theater showing this. Whether you love Michael Moore or hate him, don't you agree with his right to run TV and radio ads? Don't you agree with his right to make a movie? Well, he's a liberal. Yeah, Michael Moore only tells you about 3% of 9/11. Yeah, he says the UN's going to save us. So what? It's his right, folks. We tell the truth on 9/11. We expose Bill Clinton and George Bush and how they're just puppets. And that's why it's so important to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, to get part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, to get George Humphrey's new video, Painful Deceptions, Eric Hufschmidt's video that we carry on VHS and DVD. George Humphrey's brand new video is 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame with the Illuminati, an amazing film. I mean, I carry my own videos, a bunch of other videos, the best stuff out there. Get my videos. When you buy mine, you're authorized to make copies of them, not of those that we carry that others have made. Just ask them if you can. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the documentary films online. Get them. Show them to your VFW club. Show them to your college students, your high school students. Put them on Access TV. Wake people up. Make it visible. Get the idea out there that the globalists are behind this and stand to gain from it. And the evidence is overwhelming. The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order. All of my videos are over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 I've produced. And then George Humphrey's new video is $19.95. Eric Hufschmidt's is $22. We carry all the best stuff at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay, I am honored to be joined by Janice Matthews, board member of 9/11 or September11th.org, and she's part of the 9/11 Visibility Project. And we have links to all that on Infowars.com. And it's so important to grow this movement across the political spectrum to realize that the military-industrial complex had total prior knowledge, A, and B, was intimately involved in the attacks, and that their official story is an impossibility. Janice, good to have you on the show with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about September11th.org, about yourself, about how folks can start their own chapters in their towns, their cities, their states, and what you guys are pushing for right now to get people to go out to the 9/11 theaters that are showing Fahrenheit 9/11 and to use people's eyes that are partially open to bring them to that next level.
Exactly. We feel like this is really an activist opportunity for us to get in front of millions of people, and it's they're just waiting to get more information. We understand from the sneak previews and the early openings in New York City that, the New York group has already passed out 5,000 flyers since Wednesday, and that people's response has been that they take these flyers and look at them and then actually stop and read them there on the spot. The 9/11 Visibility Project was formed as a joint action between Kansas City and Seattle last November. And we started out just a few of us holding signs and trying to get the word out and passing out deception dollars and other literature. And it's grown now to include sister city groups in about 35 cities in 4 countries. We have a website that you mentioned that you're also linked to, which is September11th.org. And then each of the sister cities is able to have their own web page linked to that if they want, in order to put their specific information on. We do action alerts. We've tried to alert people to some information about Sybelle Edmonds in the past and some media alerts and campaigning the commission to actually ask questions, which now that's done. So,
I've seen photos of you guys in Seattle, Kansas, other cities,
mm-hmm.
Dozens in some cases, hundreds in other cases, out there with signs saying Bush knew, Bush did it,
absolutely.
Handing out videos, handing out handbills, websites on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's really growing, and it's so exciting.
It is. We sent thousands of signs to the March 20th demonstrations in San Francisco and New York City both, and people were literally putting down their signs to pick up the Stop Bush cover-up, 9/11 cover-up signs. And those photos actually made it into mainstream press.
Now, 2 years ago, we had families marching around the White House saying Bush knew, Bush did it. Mm-hmm. It got 10 seconds on CNN.
Right.
And we've got people in the commission many times standing up saying, you're behind it, you're covering it up. We've interviewed those folks. So the globalists are having a lot of trouble covering this up, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, more and more each day, it seems, which is great news. And the more people that we inform through this new action, the more people are going to be asking questions and demanding that some real questions be asked. The Keene Commission just finished, you know, and 90% of the questions that the September 11th families put forth still haven't even been asked.
By the way, the commission appointed by Bush,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to have Henry Kissinger as the, quote, yes. independent commissioner.
Exactly.
So that just gives you an idea, folks.
Exactly. And they ended up with Zelikow, who wrote a book with Condoleezza Rice and worked on the transition period for the Bush government with her. So it's not much different. But now that commission is over, the families are demanding they still want these questions asked. And,
why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown not to fly? Why did the Joint Chiefs of Staff admit they were told not to fly? Why did Salman Rushdie say that? Why did John Ashcroft say that?
Exactly.
Why was there insider trading? Why did NORAD stand down? What are some of the other questions?
How come World Trade Center 7 fell down? How come the buildings fell down the way that they
did? Well, we have the owner saying they blew it up.
We have what?
We have Larry Silverstein saying they, quote, pulled it.
Absolutely, with World Trade Center 7. And yet, we still don't have any official word on the other two buildings. Apparently an airplane hit it, it caught on fire, and it disintegrated.
A huge building across the street with zero damage gets a little fire a few hours later, and in the late afternoon blows up.
Yeah, it's just amazing how all that happened. And more people are coming to see that the official line is the real conspiracy theory here, that when you listen to what they're actually saying are the answers, they don't make any sense, and you really have to go out on a limb to try to believe what they're saying.
Well, Janice Matthews, board member of September11th.org, where are you going to be out tonight handing out information?
I am going to be at an AMC theater at Town Center in Kansas City. There are about 15 theater chains here that are showing it, and we expect to have activists at most of those over the next few days. We're splitting up and passing out flyers as one theater empties out, as one showing empties out, and the next one is going in. We've got a lot of materials that people can download on September11th.org. The campaign is, there's more to the story. And if you'll go to the September 11th website, you'll be able to see that. And like I said, download materials, make copies. There are some several different choices, you know, for people to make. One of them is a questions brochure that says, look, there are more questions than even what Michael Moore asks. Another is a list of the people who have recently endorsed the 9/11 Truth Movement, which just today includes Jim Hightower.
Well, that's really important, and I'll tell you why. And you already know this, but this is for some listeners that may not get it yet. They're going to keep blowing stuff up, the government is. And if we don't expose it, they've told us the next attack's going to be even bigger. And if we don't expose that they stand to gain from it and that they're behind it, they're going to murder more people and then murder our liberties.
I agree. Absolutely. And right now is the time that we've got to take action, which is why Michael Moore's film coming out is this perfect opportunity. And I am just screaming at people to mobilize in cities everywhere. Download these, make some copies, get out there and hand them out. If it's just you handing them out to everybody,
well,
Janice,
have you heard the latest? From the Hill, we've got the author of the publication coming on next hour. Bush has put in an official complaint saying Moore is political, and that's not allowed in elections, can't be political, and he wants the TV and radio ads banned.
I just saw that headline is all I've seen. Yeah. It's
well, it's on prisonplanet.com right now, and this is an outrage.
Yes, it is. It is. He's already gone through an enormous amount of them trying to get it covered up, and now that the advertisements themselves did they say campaign finance laws, right?
And he's not tax-free. He's not the government. He's the media. But now they're claiming this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem like the rules change every hour now.
Well, also, I've talked to friends who've seen the film in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to friends who saw it in Cannes who are in the film industry. And there's no reason it should be, I mean, something like The Chronicles of Riddick is PG-13 when it should be R.
Absolutely.
But then at the same time, this film should be PG-13, and they give it an R rating, but England gave it a PG rating.
Exactly.
Outrageous censorship.
Yes, it is.
And, folks, you may not like Michael Moore, because his Bowling for Columbine is a bunch of shoddy, disinfo. But on this 9/11 film, he raises real issues. Yes, it's got a left-wing bent. So what? Even if it was all lies, we should agree with his right to do this.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, it isn't lies. This film hits the nail on the head, and that's why you've got people coming after him.
Right. Exactly. If it didn't hit the nail on the head, they wouldn't care. And I think that we need to stand up and take really get vocal about this, because this is another example of censorship that's coming and loss of civil liberties that's showing up in all of these bizarre places.
Well, I heartily agree. I mean, we've got articles every day where they're shutting down people's free speech. And, and look, I mean, this has happened in the last election, in the off-year election. I've tried to get groups on, and they go, sorry, we can't do interviews because of campaign finance reform. But, but I mean, is that what America is about?
Mm-hmm.
The corporations get double the money they can give, but then they restrict what we, the people, can say?
Mm-hmm. And that's not what America is about, and it's the only way people are going to know that is if we're out there telling them that.
Well, I hope the Democrats know that their party brought this bill up. Bush signed it with pleasure. His neocon court authorized it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're all together on this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The difference is pretty debatable.
Well, that's you've got a lot of amazing stuff on the website. And, Janice, how long, I mean, other groups can form their own September 11th awareness organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do people do that?
Well, if a person goes to the webpage, over on the left sidebar is a list of the group's contact information. So, for instance, somebody just yesterday called me from London and said, we really want to have a group here. Can I just send you my information? So he sent the information, and now people will be able to click on London and see who to contact there. Whether it's one person who's willing to be... Mostly how this has started is one person calling from... who knows where, who says, look, I got to have a way for people to find me.
And
because
now?
I still believe I'm the only person in the world who knows the truth. So they link on here, send us the contact information you'd like to have posted, and any mail can come to info@September11th. And we'll get that posted on the website. We also have an opportunity for people to link a web page to that or build one there. So as the groups start moving along and they start having presentations or information they'd like to get out to people, then there's a web page there for them to be able to use.
Well, Janice, let me give people an example, a prototype example that's easy, that can reach tens of thousands in your town almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You send the info to your site. That's a networking point.
Mm-hmm.
It's posted there. Now the person has a title. They can call local talk shows and get on as a guest and then have a website that they can direct people to.
Sure.
Then you get an Access TV show, or you rent the VFW hall. You hand out a couple thousand handbills. 100 people show up. Out of that 100, 50 are active. They go out and hand out handbills. Then 500 show up next time. Then you have a big march.
Mm-hmm.
And you build it from there. And in just a few months, folks, and I've done this myself. This is what I've been doing for years. In just a few months, you can have thousands of people involved in your town and have a political force that can be used on any issue.
That's right.
And so this is a grassroots, you know, setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And all it takes is you being a leader. I mean, 10 years ago, I didn't like what was happening. I went down, got an Access show, got a radio show, got a syndicated radio show, made films.
Mm-hmm.
And now my job is getting other people to be activists and leaders. And that's what you're doing, Janice, and that's what's so great about it.
Yep, that's exactly right. And a lot of people don't feel like they're qualified to do it. For instance, with the Fahrenheit 9/11 leafleting campaign, we're encouraging people in different towns to put some information on the back of that leaflet to tell people, where can I go to learn more? Where can I go to talk to other people who don't think I'm crazy, who agree with me? So rent the library room or a coffee shop one night. And if nothing else, have a discussion group.
And this
just
is what you do. This is what you do. You go out, folks, you go out today or tomorrow. You rent the coffee shop or whatever.
Yeah.
You make your own flyer, get it off InfoWars or get it off September11th.org. You get it. And on the back, you put your local info on when the meeting's going to be. And you hand out 500 of those. Cost you, you know, $20-$30 at Kinko's. You hand those out at the movie theaters, and you're going to have a nice crowd at the coffee shop. You take
exactly
that
right.
political energy, those people coming out of that theater, that cinematic event, and then you take them into the real world, deeper into the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. And then get a video. Show a video. Just buy, you know, buy the road to tyranny and show it. Or get several and work with other groups in your town who are willing to go in on video purchases and just show a video. You don't have to be an expert on it. That's what we keep trying to encourage people. We're
you
not
say,
a research
hey,
organization. We're an activist-oriented organization.
You say, hey, there's some questions here. Let's discuss it.
That's right.
And then you can take that September 11th group and start your own anti-patriot group.
Absolutely. And
your own anti-patriot
group. They're
working
together. Absolutely. They're working together in so many towns. This is an opportunity for people from diverse parts of the spectrum to come together because we're all fighting the same thing.
All right. Well, Janice, can I get you back up next week to hear about what developed and what happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. September11th.org. Thank you so much, Janice, for what you're doing. And I'm going to be out in Austin at several theaters this evening handing out free copies of my video.
All right. I hope thousands of people will be. Thanks for what you're doing, Alex.
God bless you, Janice.
You too.
We'll be back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm sure most of you have heard of the Carlyle Group, that shadowy organization that doesn't produce anything. They just broker weapons deals, have key people in government, and set that up with the hundreds of billions of dollars a year in defense spending just on weapons alone. Well, they've been buying radio, TV networks. Now we just learned they bought, we confirmed it, a caller call. We looked online, confirmed it. The Lowe's theater chain for $1.5 billion. Moving into everything, my friends. Very, very interesting. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Bob, go ahead.
Howdy.
Hello, sir.
Yes, let's see. Oh, I wanted to ask you if you ever got with Randy Weaver Wednesday.
Yeah, I did. He was here in town. We had him on the radio show. He was giving a speech, and I went down and interviewed him.
Yeah, I went down to Serrano's restaurants, but I couldn't find out which one he was at. Which one was he at? Did you know?
The one right past 290.
Just past 290?
It doesn't matter now. He's left town.
It was in Oak Hill, right?
No.
Well, I missed it. I tried to make it, but I couldn't figure out which one he was at. Did you see Kelly's cartoon in the Anti-American Statesman today or yesterday?
No.
It shows the cartoon. It shows the police officer telling the citizen that if he doesn't tell him his identification, that he could be arrested for a crime. Then the next frame shows the citizen just standing there without saying anything. The third frame shows the cop saying, okay, you're under arrest for remaining silent. And the fourth frame, this is really funny, shows him reading his rights where he says, you have the right to remain silent. Now, isn't that a gut puncher?
Well, it is, and it isn't just ID you've got to show. They want, in that case, they wanted the rancher to answer questions there on his own property, and then they charge you with felonies in some cases. It's resisting without violence to not answer questions. It's violent to not worship them. No Fifth Amendment, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that mobile theater still where I can go and set up a big screen TV and show your video in a parking lot and draw crowds. And I'll be out on the movies tonight and passing out your 9/11 and Janice's leaflet. So it looks like this thing is really steamrolling along, and these guys are sweating bullets. And
you know what? I'm going to put a leaflet up on the main page of Prison Planet InfoWars this afternoon. I've been meaning to do this for a while, so go to the sites, and we're going to have that there for you as well in the next couple hours.
Okay, we'll do that. We appreciate your work very much.
I really appreciate you, my friend. Take care. All right, we're going to start the third hour. We've got Michael Rivera from What Really Happened to talk about 9/11 and Moore's movie and the rest of it and just the latest corruption. Then we've got Alexander Bolton from The Hill newspaper out of D.C. coming on to talk about Bush saying, hey, you're not allowed to criticize me in an election year, even if you're in the press. They're talking about banning Moore running TV and radio ads for 9/11, which are already airing, but he's moving with a complaint to stop that. I guess that's what America's about. No right to remain silent, no Second Amendment, no First Amendment, no nothing. It's all part of the new freedom. Bush announces our troops will not be immune from prosecution. They will be under UN control. You know, just A to Z, it's all happening. And you know, folks, speaking of films, if you want the truth, the big picture, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, both those are films I've made on the subject, the most comprehensive I know of out there that covered all the concrete issues. So visit prisonplanet.tv or infowars.com. Click through on the secure online shopping cart and order the films today because it'll wake people up, number one. And secondarily, because the more support I get, the more I can do in the fight. And I'm just one guy out there fighting, but you know I do a pretty good job of it, and so that's money well spent. So infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. Or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, the third hour is only a minute away after we break, and then we'll come up with two other great guests. And, yes, more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. So please stay the course. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888- 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.